聖書を朗読します。ヨハネの福音書11章17節から27節。
John 11th chapter verses 17 through 27。
イエスがおいでになると、ラザロは墓の中に入れられてすでに4日経っていた。ベタニアはエルサレムに近く15スタディオンほど離れたところにあった。マルタとマリアのところには兄弟のことで慰めようと大勢のユダヤ人が来ていた。マルタはイエスが来られたと聞いて出迎えに行った。マリアは家で座っていた。主よ、もしここにいてくださったなら私の兄弟は死ななかったでしょうに。しかしあなたが神に お求めになることは何でも、神があなたにお与えになることを私は今でも知っています。イエスは彼女に言われた。あなたの兄弟はよみがえります。マルタはイエスに言った。終わりの日のよみがえりの時に私の兄弟がよみがえることは知っています。イエスは彼女に言われた。私はよみがえりです、命です。私を信じる者は死んでも生きるのです。また生きていて私を信じる者は皆永遠に決して死ぬことがありません。あなたはこのことを信じますか？彼女はイエスに言った。はい、主よ、私はあなたが世に来られる神の子キリストであると信じております。
As Jesus was approaching Bethany, which is about 2 miles east of Jerusalem, he heard that Lazarus had been in the tomb for 4 days. Now many people had come to comfort Mary and Martha as they mourned the loss of their brother. Martha went to meet Jesus when the word arrived that he was approaching Bethany, but Mary stayed behind at the house. Martha said to Jesus,Lord, if you had been with us, my brother would not have died. Even so, I believe that anything you ask of God will be done. Your brother will rise to life, he replied. I know, she said. He will rise again when everyone is resurrected on the last day. Jesus responded, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me,will live even in death. Everyone who lives and believes in me will never truly die. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord, Martha exclaimed. I believe that you are the anointed, the Savior King, God's own Son, who we have heard is coming into the world.
Church family. What a joy it is to be able to talk to you, especially this day. I've heard so much about you from my friend Joel. Through him, I've gotten to know about your gatherings when you come together, and when I learn of them, it just thrills my heart to hear about them. And through Joel, I've also heard about all the baptisms and the people who have decided that Jesus is their Lord, and that just gladdens my heart. Through Joel, I feel connected to you, but it is through our Jesus that I feel like we are family. Okay, I am a writer, and I am a fan of storytelling. It is in story that so many truths are told. Sometimes when the truth is hard to hear, telling it in story helps itbecome more palatable and more easy to accept. Likewise, when something is wonderful, when the truth is wonderful, story can help us celebrate it, and it brings us such joy to hear it in story form and that type of thing. Well, I'm going to tell you a story today. And the story I want to tell is about a woman who, I have no doubt, was very, very special to Jesus. She and her brother and her younger sister, they had a special relationship with Jesus that only a handful of people could boast about. I like to imagine the four of them, when they got together, that there was these unspoken things that they knew and jokes that they knew that only they got. In my mind's eye, I love thinking about the four of them. After everyone else has gone to bed, that they sit up late and they talk and they laugh. And then when the hours get real quiet, that's when their heart is unveiled and they start talking about their mission, their victories, their disappointments. And the intimacy in that candlelit room, that's what I like to hear about. That's what I like to think about. Okay, the story I'm going to read to you, I wrote a while back, and it is called The One True Thing. And it's about this family and this one woman in particular. The stress and pain of recent days had left Martha like a soggy rag floating on top of the Jordan. Her brother, Lazarus, lay dead in the family tomb. Her sister Mary was surrounded by mourners in the front room of their house. Finally, left to herself, Martha paced around her open stove. She dipped her fingers in the small jar of water that she carried around the room and sprinkled drops upon the heating stones of the hearth. The stones sizzled, indicating they were ready for the dough to be spread upon them. Martha looked around the small room at the several loaves of bread already prepared, brought in by neighbors and friends. Making more bread made no sense, but then nothing made sense to Martha right now. Lazarus was dead, and Jesus didn't come. She found it hard to concentrate as she scooped the dough from the clay platter she had formed it in. The feel of the soft batter in her hands usually gave her comfort, but not this day. This day, the dough stuck between her fingers like the sadness stuck to her heart. Why did he not come? She said aloud. Why? Martha leaned against the smooth wall to keep from crumbling to the floor. She pressed a towel over her mouth so those in the front room could not hear the deep moan that swelled within her. Tears dripped down her cheeks and along her neck, dampening the top of her dress. A few moments later, Martha nimbly went back to her dough and began to spread it on the heated stones. As she did, her thoughts went to Jesus. She had loved and believed in him the very first moment she saw him. How long ago was it now? She smiled as she remembered that first encounter. She had invited him and his followers into her home for a meal. But it wasn't long before she found the preparation to feed so many on such a short notice overwhelming. When she realized that her sister Mary had snuck from the kitchen and was seated at Jesus' feet, she asked her special guest to send her sister back into the kitchen to help her. Martha got help that day, but not the way she expected. Martha, So many things worry you and bother you, but only one true thing matters. Mary has chosen that one thing, said Jesus. Even in reprimand, he was tender. Martha had learned a great lesson that day and had tried not to repeat her foolishness. Although it was a battle not to get caught up in the busyness of the hour, many times since then, she too had sat at Jesus' feet and listened to his stories. She had lost count of how many loaves of bread she had burnt on his account. When Jesus spoke, Martha was sure she heard the voice of God. That voice was eternal and had sung in places she could only imagine. She sighed heavily. Why wasn't he here? Suddenly, someone in the front room shouted, "Jesus is coming!" Martha immediately dropped her towel, left her bread, and ran to meet him. Her mind flooded with words she wanted to say, but when she reached him, her heart spoke first. "Had you been here, my brother would not be dead." She fell at Jesus' feet and looked up into his face. She had no doubt that the power that lived in Jesus would have saved her brother, healed him, cleansed him inside and out. Suddenly, Martha's soul calmed. She reached for Jesus' hands and spoke, "But even now, I know that whatever you ask, God will give it to you." Jesus pulled Martha to her feet and let her words soothe his own sadness, for they were not words of condemnation or blame, like so many others had hurled at him. But her words were proclamations of faith. She knew his power. She understood it. Jesus answered, your brother will rise again. And she answered, "I know, Master. You have taught me about the resurrection of the last days." Her dear friend leaned over and whispered in her ear, "Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me shall live, even if he dies, and everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this, Martha?" Martha looked into the face of Jesus. It was as familiar to her as her own. The strength of its image was imprinted on her soul. Her eyes did not flicker, her mind did not waver, and she answered, "Yes, Lord, I believe you are the Christ, the Son of God, the Messiah, and the coming one." Martha's confession thundered through Jesus like a mighty wind. Her faith wrapped his lamenting spirit in a strong embrace and soothed his aching soul. Martha then left to get Mary and tell her the news of Jesus' arrival. When Mary heard, she ran and greeted Jesus with the very same words that Martha had uttered just moments earlier. "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." As Jesus witnessed the pain and distress of those he loved, he was moved to tears. The three of them embraced like family, their arms intertwined, their heads touching, their small circle impenetrable. Finally, Jesus could wait no longer. Death had had enough playtime. With the sisters at his side, Jesus led them to Lazarus' tomb. Martha's heart pounded in her ears as if thousands of angels were crowding in around them and fluttered their massive wings in unison. As Jesus called for the entry stone to be rolled away, the wrestling of Martha's spirit between faith and fear caused her to cry out, "Oh, but the stench!" Jesus looked down at his most practical Martha. "Did I not say to you, if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" Once again, a gentle reprimand. When the stone was rolled away, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." The ancient voice caused Martha to once again fall to her knees. The tenderness of it reprimanded with love. The boldness of it called back the dead. In the beginning, that voice had called the world to become and to behave. And now, booming at her side, it called her own tiny world to order. Those crowding around became as statues. All hearts stopped in mid-beat. The air around them suddenly grew plump with the sweet fragrance of roses and lilacs. Birds folded their wings and perched themselves by the hundreds on twigs, boulders, shrubs. The wind lost its breath. The clouds hovered motionlessly. And then, from inside the tomb, came a faint sound. Those outside strained to hear and took a step closer. The sound grew stronger and louder until it could no longer be mistaken. It was the laughter of Lazarus. Emerging from the cave, wrapped in cloth from head to toe, struggling to walk, came her brother. And he was laughing loudly, boldly, triumphantly, as if life were made only for joy. Jesus commanded that his friend be unbound and set free. As the crowd scurried to obey, Jesus looked down upon Martha, who was still kneeling. Her tears flowed as a stream, fresh and cleansing. The look on her face told Jesus that faith had won, and that Martha was not surprised to see her brother emerge from the tomb. In fact, her heart had expected it all along. Jesus smiled. Never had he loved her more. "Martha, Martha," he whispered, "my beloved Martha." Okay, so I embellished a little bit, okay? I don't know if Lazarus stumbled out of the tomb laughing, but I like to think he did, that he was just, "I'm back," kind of thing. But what I do know is that he was dead, but when Jesus called his name, he no longer was. And I don't know if Martha spent her heavy morning making bread. I like to think that what I've learned about her personality, it's probably a good guess that she probably did. But truth tells me that when she heard Jesus was coming, she dropped everything and ran to meet him. When we walk in Jesus' footsteps, the journey unveils our own hearts to the truth of who he truly is. Like Martha, we must turn toward him, unashamed, unafraid. Sorrow, no grief, no disappointments, our own failings have no power over Jesus. We must remember that the tomb is empty. Empty by the same power that gave this morning its sunrise. To journey with Jesus, we must stop what we're doing daily, no matter what it is, to confess the one true thing, just like Martha. Oh, yes, Lord, I believe you are the Christ, the Son of God, and the coming one. And then we must live like we believe it. I pray that we get to meet someday face to face, my church family. But until then, may our Lord God watch over you. May his peace reside in your hearts and make you as bold as Martha was when she declared, "Yes, Lord, I believe you are the Son of God." I will pray for all of us that we keep in front of us the one true thing. Jesus is our Lord, and he's coming again. Thank you, family. Thank you, Joel, for the invitation. Again, I hope to see you and meet you face to face one day soon. God bless.
Shunitsuyo, yurusare, atarashii kokoro de, Yesu no mina ni yorite, anata ni tsukaemasu, tamerawazu, Yesu o kokoro ni, ima ukeire yo. Yesu no ai na anata o ima made ite iru. Shu no ai ni mitasare oshiminai kokoro de subarashi. Tsutaemasu, tamerawazu, Yesu o kokoro ni, ima ukeire yo. Yesu no ai ga anata o, ima maneite iru. God forgave my sin in Jesus' name. I've been born again in Jesus' name. And in Jesus' name I come to you to share his love as he told me to. He said freely, freely you have received, freely, freely give. will know that I live. All power is given in Jesus' name, in earth and heaven, in Jesus' name, and in Jesus' name I come to you to share his power as he told me to. He said, freely, freely you have received, freely, freely give. Go in my name, and because you believe, others will know that I live.